The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, here I am with you and horrible Milwaukee.
Rudy, welcome to horrible Milwaukee. Horrible, the worst ever, Brady Street. Always good to host you, my fair city, man.
Well, I'll make an exception for Brady Street. It's Thank a party you. In part of town here.
The roads aren't too bad around here, huh? You know what I'm saying?
I will spare my complaints for the...
I doubt it.
And first rusher of Milwaukee. For now, Dom, I find myself here on Brady Street bunker location. I didn't know the home bridge wasn't really behind you all this time.
See? The wonders of technology. Just wait a few years. AI is going to do our job for us.
I was always wondering why that sailboat never sailed away.
Never sail away, baby.
He must have put out anchor.
Get a camera, you big galoon. Come on. Get close to me, brother.
I don't want to be that close.
Come on. Come on. Give me a hug. There you go.
Oh, you're sort of over tickling my ribs a little.
Is that what it was?
I'm a little tender there.
It's working too hard.
I feel like you're Joe Biden and I should guide you. Let's leave the stage now, Joe. Joe is on speaking right now. There is a new executive action on immigration that would create an easier path to work visas for DACA recipients.
Ooh.
And as fate would have it, Dom, and I hope it's a fantastic Tuesday for you and everyone else. As fate would have it, the former president, 34-time convicted felon, Donald Trump, he's in Racine, Wisconsin today. And I have made one of the most inefficient road trips of recent memory today because I got up in Middleton, drove to Racine, met lots and lots of man on the street, MAGA, lots and lots of MAGA. And we'll share many of these. Let's call them sound bites. Down.
Sound bites, conversations.
They were conversations.
Musings of the Trump supportive.
You will have to be indulgent because some of these musings were longer form. and I want you to have context. Yes, you know, I don't want anyone claiming I'm taking them out of context.
You don't want to clip the corner off of the video and show Joe wandering away.
Here's you know, Jordan Klepper, the Comedy Central, the Daily Show, they were also in Racine this morning, and I did observe Jordan Klepper, and he's interviewing Trumpsters, and I'm on the other side of the street and I'm interviewing my Trumpsters, and you know, here's the difference. He's gesticulating as I do when we're on the radio together, but Klepper is not alone.
Oh, got you. Yeah, he's got staff.
He's got staff. He's got multiple staff. You know, he's got producers and people.
Right.
Like photographers, and then
like he's got a budget.
The guy with the stick with the microphone on it. The gaffer, is that the gaffer? I think that's the gaffer. Okay. I might be wrong. And then one other key component to the entourage that Jordan Klepper and the Comedy Central sent: security staff. Two big dudes, you know, like one flanked, and he was using the MAGA crowd as background. You'd have to cross the street, they'd see it coming, but you know, they're kind of eyeballing me when I walked by. I did take a little video. I watched, admired the craft, you know, but I was thinking to myself, it would be so much easier to do these interviews if I even had a wingman. like a second, someone just to say, hey, look out, Crudy. He's about to sucker punch you.
Watch your back.
I feel like I could be edgier then.
Oh, really? Really? You're less edgy because of what? You're afraid for your safety in a Trump crowd? I don't know if I believe that, man. We've been in some lots of crowds. We've been tear gassed by the police in La Crosse, Wisconsin. We've seen a few things. Fear for your life by asking a question.
Fearful for my safety? Life. I just said the lack of a wingman makes me a little more hesitant. Because I don't want to get sucker punched by some crazy MAGA Trumpster.
Head on a swivel. Stay frosty,
Crudy. Because I, insulted his...
come on. You're too nice for that.
Daughter/wife.
Don't make, mother jokes. First, I do. I'm working on some Nazi jokes. But you're not that type, man. You're very cordial. You're very nice when you interview people. It's actually kind of an act. Is it really not that nice?
I'm not. It is a bit of an act. We went out for drinks. It was nice to see Casper last night, for right?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And Palavar is from Civic Media. And Casper said, you were always really ambitious, Crudy, but abrasive. You're a bit abrasive. And it's not the first time I've been told that.
Oh, no. It was the reinforcement of previous conversations we've had.
Thousands of them. I have been called abrasive once or twice. I used to get... bad grades and conduct.
Shocking.
Like, I didn't even know such a thing existed in second grade in Mrs. Affeldt's class.
Well, the good news is it doesn't exist anymore because the guys that these folks are going to vote for, he doesn't really care about the conduct or the civility or, the traditions.
Bad conduct, not an issue for the man.
No.
I will tell you, there seemed to be a common theme and thread in many of their conversations. It was almost like they were all speaking from the same MAGA cult script. And I got to tell you, Dom, I found them to be sort of uniform in their dismissal of any felony count.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That should shock you. Even the word, what word do you think they used to describe the trial?
Rigged.
Incorrect.
Crooked.
Incorrect. I heard the same word over and over again, but it was neither of those words.
Okay, lay it on me.
A couple of FUs, I heard those words. No one was mean to me. Actually, a lot of them were, quite thrilled to be interviewed.
Oh, certainly.
Why, handsome guy like yourself. Oh, yeah, myself.
They're going to be famous.
Sham.
Oh, the sham. Yeah,
that's a sham.
A total Trump line, for sure.
I know, I just... It just struck me.
When was the last time any of those people used the word sham? This is sham. Who? Only Trump. Like
the prices at this salad bar. That's a sham. I'm not.
Well, see, they're absorbing the wording, the messaging very well from the Trump side.
It's interesting to me. Also, I met some guys, and I did not publish this video, but a lot of the video I did put up, but this video I did not. Three young guys wearing Brian style t-shirts. And they are never stylish, let's just say. And I wondered, I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't believe right away. Like, hey guys, what are you wearing to the Trump rally today?
I got my Brian style shirt, man.
Me too. Oh, I'm also
do that, man.
So within a couple of questions, meeting these couple of guys, and I only ask for first names. I figure that gives them sort of a cloak of invisibility, sort of, kind of, like they're on their social media pages. And the two guys were so clearly involved in the style campaign. Because I asked him, I'm like, so how do you like the congressman? Does he come around? Oh, yeah, he's the greatest congressman ever. He always cares about his constituents and he's got the best voting record with his constituents of any of the first CD congressmen from the state of Wisconsin.
Very enthused, very supportive.
Yes. Artificially supportive. Like, seemingly. Like
over the top supportive.
I just found them to be eager. Young Republican sorts. Like they were right off the, they're not off the boat.
Right off the line?
Right off the yacht. From the Young Republicans convention. And these guys, you know, all wearing their Brian style. And the one guy, you know, of course, it's a Trump rally. He's got his Make America Great Again hat, as so many of them did. But then the guy is like, hey, and what'd you say your name was again? You know, because once I started asking about the campaign, and, you know, once one guy acknowledges it's part of the campaign, you know, unlike Brian Stahl trying to unacknowledge
that was in the Donald room, Trump didn't say Milwaukee was horrible. He didn't say that. Well, then he, you know, kind of acknowledged that he did say it later.
Yes. Well, that's what happens when somebody in the room acknowledges, yeah, we're with the Stahl campaign. So then it's hard for the other guy to say, I just found this t-shirt in my closet this morning and wore it. You know, so anyways, these Brian style campaign workers wearing their coordinated clothing, met those guys this morning. They seemed quite enthused about their guy, but I did ask him about the horrible comments, and that sort of reinforced the fact that they were on a coordinated script. Oh no, he never said that. You know, that was regarding the crime and the.
So he did say it.
Of course he did. We all know he did. Right? Of course he did. Even
it's
Trump
still,
is
still interesting to see how they continue to contort themselves.
Before Trump denied it,
yes,
Trump acknowledged it.
Exactly.
Right? As did the Brian style supportive kids at the Trump rally. But, you know, we don't even know each other. We just thought these other guys in the style t-shirts were super cool. So we've been getting to know each other in line.
Dude, there's this guy, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jory Trutt of Delcab, Illinois.
Front row Joe.
At the park since 7 p.m. on Monday.
Apparently they call those homeless people.
17 hours for Trump's November 2020 rally in Kenosha. Apparently, you know, he preferred today's warmer temperature. He's attended 16 rallies across the Midwest. We didn't have a tent. We just sat right here since 7 p.m. Monday. That's pretty hardcore, man. I wouldn't do that for anybody.
Read somewhere. Someone's accounting. You're braving the muggy temperatures.
So brave. You were there too, man. You were brave.
I should have put something up on the social media, save from the muckiness. Yeah. I mean, it's on the Racine Lakefront. Yeah, you couldn't have had a better location.
It's a little cooler by the lake, as you know.
A little fascism by the lake today in Racine. Donald Trump, he's going to start speaking anytime now. We're going to save my interactions with the MAGA faithful. You know, the sham conversations I had, Don.
Oh, shammy.
Fantasy. Saving those for the happy
hour. Was it fantasy? Were they living in a fantasy?
I'm not going there yet. Okay. Not going there.
You gotta theme it out. You got to drip it the whole way.
It'll be a fantastic Tuesday indeed if Don doesn't go all my fun.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a fantastic Tuesday. Brader, would you join us on the lines 844-967-2789? Unless you're out there braving the heat and the Racine, the former 34-time felon convicted man, Donald Trump, is yet to take the stage. But Crudy, you were there earlier.
I was. I was not credentialed, so I did not stick around for the Trumpy rally at the, what, Festival Park in Racine. And, you know, it's right on the waterfront. It's beautiful there.
Yeah, it is.
I was checking it out from the fourth floor of the parking structure. That is a clear vulnerability in the perimeter. I'm just telling people that are listening on the 5:40 a.m. If you wanted to really chuck a water balloon, that would be the location.
Don't do it.
You could get to the stage from there, I'm pretty sure. But anyways, parked and met some Trumpy people. And most happy to speak to yours truly, Don. And the one guy from the Stiles campaign, He's like, spell your last name. He started typing it out.
Oh. It's on his phone, thumbing it out.
I'm like, Crudy.
Crudy.
I'm kind of a big deal. C-R-U-T-E. Crudy.
Crudy.
Crudy. Yeah, that's not how you really say it, but.
Well, that's how we always say it.
I know, but.
God doesn't say it that way. Or the judge or the police officers. Your probation officer.
No, they do not. I'm not sure if we should go to this sound or what Trump's doing. Trump's late to the stage. I feel like the audience should be blessed with some of the people we met earlier today, Dom. Or we could do some reading alouding.
No, there's no more reading alouding.
We've been chastised.
Again, but not the first time we've heard that.
It's like some find our criticism. Reading alouding abrasive.
When you're abrasive, does everything that you do become therefore abrasive?
Rich, I need you to pretend like it's 4 o'clock and we're going to just start the plan right now with Dan the Man. A guy I met at the Trump rally, or at least out front of the Trump rally. And Dom, he asked me about a fantasy. I got to tell you, I met this guy, and immediately I felt compelled to speak with this guy.
Why?
Because this guy had a unique tattoo. And, Richard, you got me a little nervous here. He had a unique tattoo. You got that one for me?
It does.
So I see this guy, and I think immediately, Dominic, play it for the people, Rich.
When I was out in L.A., Kat Von D did it. So, like, yeah, my name's Dan the Man Adams, voting Trump, supporting him everywhere I can, writing a comedy album that's a blatantly Trump advocate. So I'm going to make a lot of people upset. It's called This is MAGA Country, magacountry.xyz, website coming soon.
Sounds
get
like
out
Brad
there,
Schimmel.
Learn website as much as you soon. Can. Rally as much as you can, help those that don't necessarily know everything, and share your passion for this candidate, because we need to get the White House back.
Well, let me ask you an important question, Dan. It's been, the man's been accused of not having a good sense of humor. What do you say to that?
I don't think that's the case. I think Trump is a stand-up comic. If he had the wherewithal to have the Twitter for all the time that he was being bombarded with all these lies and accusations, I think he said about Kim Jong-un, he said, you know, Kim Jong-un called me old, but I've never called him fat and short. That is comedy. That is genius. And I think that we need to appreciate that instead of a bumbling clone of a masked person that is currently in the White House. I think we need to have someone with passion for this country come back and bring it back to where it needs to be.
Dan, any policy issues? If you had to pick a favorite,
that's about the end.
Mask person, was he Hannibal Lecter wearing a face mask? What was this
guy? The late great Hannibal Lecter. He's a friend, you know him. So this guy, and I actually wanted the little short clip, Rich. So, anyways, met this guy, and Dan. The man, Adams, the self-described the man. You know, a guy is going to be super cool when he calls himself Dan the Man.
did he name that was him a himself, determiner. Or was that a, did someone give him that name?
I didn't ask him where the moniker came from.
Because you cannot give yourself a nickname, right?
That's true.
That's T-Bone. True. Okay. Just gotta be care. But you can give yourself a stage name?
I agree with Dan the Man in this regard.
What's that?
Short and fat jokes work on you. he had a tattoo, on his arm
from Fantasy Island. The blade.
Yes, that guy. So,
and why did he have a tattoo of tattoo?
I don't know.
Was it being just like ironic?
I you know, in that he's a comedian sort. I air quote that. So I interviewed this guy for probably going on 10 minutes. Like, I took like 4 different clips. I know how to do it. You know, I just like start over just so I don't have these long clips. Right, some are long and more indulgent, but didn't hear the guy say one funny thing in 10 minutes. And I got to tell you, I seek the approval of others.
You've done a
through their comedy. Laughter, through their laughter. Right. And this self-described wannabe funny man, you know, the Trump, whatever. He just wasn't funny.
This was not. Did you get to?
There was no funny. I was uninspired by.
Was there any policy?
Humor.
Was there any, you know, hey, immigration? Was there anything about bump stocks? What do you think about January 6th? And are you okay with insurrection? And should the guy have absolute immunity? Should Joe Biden be able to put, you know, SEAL Team 6 on their enemies? You know, any of those kinds of things?
Man, those would have been great questions
if I was there.
Where was my wingman? Where was the guy to ask some of those great questions of the thousands of Trump supporters that have gathered at the Festival Park in Racine today? And I met many of them. But, Dom, I got to tell you, it's a big crowd.
Yeah.
And they're all living in a fantasy world. And it started with that guy. Dan the man. Dan thinks he's funny. Dom thinks he's sexy, but
that's true.
You know, then reality gets in the way. Folks, we're the devil's advocates. Some say greatest radio show that's ever.
Also true.
And reality never gets in the way of that.
No.
You know, our delusions, our fantasies, I'm taking some of them to the grave. Hopefully not too soon. For devil's advocates, you can be a part. 844-967-2789. We might do a little live Trump if he ever gets around to speaking in Racine. Maybe.
We'll see.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, a fantastic Tuesday edition. Dom and Groot hiding in a secret bunker. Not overly warm here, but I did have to brave some mugginess down in Racine.
You were a brave man, Groody.
Doing the MAGA on the street thing at the Trump rally. Now the former president, 34-time convicted felon, has taken the stage. He is wearing a
sham felon.
Enormous blue suit, red tie, white shirt, and a MAGA hat.
As pretty moo-moo, man. I mean, those are not like tight-fitting. He's probably out of shape.
I hear he's like 6'2", 215. That's what he said in his mugshot.
So it must be true.
Rich, since he's in our fair state, darkening the doorstep of the Fair Committee of Racine, here he is, your 34-time convicted felon, Donald Trump. The stage,
but, you know, but he looked good, and I guess that was his primary purpose. He wanted to look good. He could have done a better job. In fact, the Biden people were very upset about that whole incident, but, you know, yet to be discussed. But Crooked Joe and his handlers are insisting he's sharper than ever, and they say the videos of Crooked Joe shuffling around are clean fakes. You know what a clean fake is? They're deceptively edited. They say they're deceptively edited. All of the mistakes that he's made every day. He can't go anywhere without a mistake. Now, if I'm perfect, they say he made a mistake. Perfect. And I don't say clean fakes, although they do this. They do that. They do that. They're the fake news. Look how many you have out there. They're all over the place.
Fake news. Here we go. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Trump.
But with me, they take a good speech and they make it look as bad as possible with him. They take the worst speech you've ever heard and they try and make it look like semi-normal. These are shameless liars who are trying to deceive you about other people, the people that represent
shameless
Biden.
Liars. You know, the projection is just, it's so astounding and so right in your face. Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah, man, Russia, Russia, Russia. He's telling you. Remember the snake story? So when his prompters go down, he's telling you the snake story. That's all he's got. That's his truth to you folks.
Off prompter is true Trump.
Yeah, the snake. True Trump.
They're the people that really destroy everything that they touch. That's why this November, the people of Wisconsin are going to tell Crooked Joe Biden, remember, The Apprentice, you're fired. Get out.
You're fired. He's pulling it out. He's pulling out the
classic. You've done a horrible, horrible job.
Can you jump in the shark a bit?
Maybe. Get out. You're fired. Get out. We can't get him out fast enough. I'm worried about the next 5 months. We could end up in World War III with this person. He's the worst president ever. The Biden administration has been
a projection.
Yeah, I know, right?
He has been a catastrophe. And
we lived through your presidency.
Back at you.
One of Crooked Joe's most destructive moves yet is the lawless executive action he is taking today. You've been reading in the middle of the largest border invasion in world history.
There's in the world. President Biden taking some executive action that we have, where migrants married, immigrants married,
people by now
U.S. citizens
entered than our country illegally.
Joe Biden's
forming granting mass.
Ask me about Alejandra.
Yes, we'll get to Alejandra.
Mass amnesty to millions of illegal aliens.
A Colombian immigrant married to a non-U.S. citizen will directly benefit
that have been working from Joe Biden to try and come in legally.
Get a Trump rally.
Keep working.
Crooked Joe.
Under this program, a deluge of illegals will be given immediate put on the fast track to rapid citizenship so they can vote. I think a lot of them are going to vote for me. You want to know the truth? Because if you look at the Hispanic population,
what if the illegal immigrants are voting for?
Well, no, but what he's saying is that Biden's action is to specifically make those people vote. And they said a lot of them will vote for me. Well, if that's the case, you should then encourage that action, right? Because you don't really care about them, Trump. You just want their vote.
I like that person right there. But they give them free, they give them welfare, they give them free health care, food stamps. Chain migration.
What about your
things?
What about your wife? Right? I know a guy said that. I was so dying to say. What about Melania?
Message to the world that he rewards illegal entry.
What about Barry?
That's what's happening. They hear about all of the things that are coming in, and don't kid yourself. The ones that are hurt the most, the black population, the Hispanic
the ones
population,
you love.
And you know what else? Who else is hurt badly? Unions, because unions are not able to compete with this. This is a mess. Entry into our country, and the unions are getting absolutely killed by it. All an illegal alien has to do is sign up for his new program. It's a sham marriage or college degree.
Here we go. Think of this. Sham marriages.
I wonder where that word comes from. Sham.
We are supporting people who come in illegally, but our soldiers, our veterans, are dying on the streets of these horribly run Democrat cities. Our country
Democrats,
is under
it is.
Invasion. We
horribly run. Is that like Milwaukee? Is that horrible?
You know it is.
Talking about
come on, say it.
And his
did you order the code red? Did you order the code red?
You're cheating, right? I ordered the code red.
What is the free Trump book?
We have to seal the border. We have to let people come into our country, but they have to come in
legally. Free propaganda. All you gotta do is sign up for
illegal aliens back home where they belong. We have no choice.
You let your daughter.
We have no choice.
Teenage daughter, your preteen daughter, read the.
Don't forget, all over the world, the prisons, the jails,
there were
the
many young ladies
the
at the Trump.
They're all always being emptied out.
The young
I don't
people.
Blame them. I know the leaders. I know
I talked
so many
to some 18-year-olds. I talked to some
nicely.
Other
said, you
young ladies that were quite young. They said, we just had an interview. We paid them fair so enough, walked away. Because I didn't want. Rich playing. She's only 17 me today.
I was told that for years Obama couldn't
only that for Trump.
We suffered with MS-13 by the thousands and thousands.
Well, MS-13, here we go. Did you talk about the
MS-22, MS-57?
By MS-13 monsters, and we couldn't get them out of our country. And I came back, and I said, why? They said, they won't take them back. Honduras, you take a look at Honduras, and anyone
so,
of the Mexico,
Donald
to
Trump
a certain extent,
speaks on
Mexico,
the southern border crisis.
Less.
As being
we have countries all over South America, countries all over the world that wouldn't take them back. But
well,
in
they're sending
the
us
four
other
countries,
insane
said,
people. That's what
they're
doing. They're Salvador emptying the insane asylum, sending them over here, or they're emptying out the jails.
Good leader.
Send them over here. I'm sure there's a few good people,
him,
right?
Have had the jails
on both sides.
On both sides. Here we go. Jails completely empty.
You see what's happening there? 72%. Down in
Venezuela
because they've taken their gangs, their drug dealers, also their prisoners.
We know statistics on Venezuelan crime.
To
Donald
United
Trump
States
really,
of America,
you know, he's
you
on top
much.
Of it, man. He's a genius.
Have you seen the new Venezuelan crime statistics?
No.
I mean, they're really dumbfounded.
They allow this to happen to our country.
We can't allow it to happen. We allow this guy to be really. There's a lot of people that are there.
Thousand, I would guess, maybe 18,000.
Would do this.
It was a big crowd.
Now Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. Now we're gonna watch. Is anybody gonna watch the debate?
Yeah, we're gonna watch the debate. Are you
a lot of people holding their hands up.
He's gonna be so pumped up. You know all that stuff that was missing about a month ago from the whole time.
What are you implying here, Trump?
What happened? Who left it there? I wonder. Let's see. Somebody left a laptop in an office of a gentleman who was supposed to fix the laptop from hell. He never picked it up, and somebody didn't pick up.
So see how we went from southern border to the laptop cocaine. From hell. Makes total sense, though.
I don't know.
He's tying it together with the cocaine that he shares with the big guy. So he can make it through the debate with Trump. I got to tell you, if I had to go on the debate stage with Trump, I might be doing some bumps, too.
No approval from the courts or the American people, but he never does that. He did that with the tuition, and that didn't work out too well. He got rebuked, and then he did it again. It's going to get rebuked again, even more so. It's an even
more
vile attack.
Oh, so now he's talking about student loan. Just to get the publicity for
the election. Yes.
He doesn't care about the again, from the southern border to the debate to the southern, to the debt relief.
Get these people from all over. Go after Trump. They never did this before. This is like third world country stuff. Go after
Trump. You know, anytime.
See, that's how he ties it back, because it's third world behavior. And he's back to the border.
After the election, just do it. Mess it up. No country has ever done this outside of a few third world horrible banana republics, very rarely done.
You know, he's wanted to use the asshole.
Is a direct attack on American democracy. And yet, another example is how Biden and his communists are demolishing our constitutional system and replacing it with a corrupt and fascist regime. These are fascists, these are bad people. And I don't think he's calling the shots. I'll be honest, I think he's not. I'm talking to you like a small little gathering of, you know, 20,000 people. But I don't think he's calling the shots. I really don't. You know, I'm almost.
Who's calling him?
Rocky
Illuminati?
You know, Alphonse Capone was indicted less than Trump. I've never heard the word indictment. Yes, and then all of a sudden, that's coming from all
I'm back to thinking it was the Illuminati
the
whole time.
Biden and his thugs. But is that going to happen? You know, it's interesting because we're doing better now than we've ever
really
done. Because people know it's a scam.
What he's talking about?
A big scam now. Scam. Damn, a scam.
Has he ever heard of a paragraph?
Going to stand. When I'm reelected, Joe Biden's illegal amnesty plan will be ripped up and thrown out.
Back on the teleprompter. He's carrying stage left of the teleprompter.
Because he's just using that group.
Joe Biden's amnesty.
But he's going to let everybody come in because you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to sign these people up and register them. They're not citizens. They're not allowed to do it. It's illegal as hell. We're filing court cases all over the place, including here. But
poison in the blood.
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to use all of these people that are pouring into our country to vote. What other reason? Look, it's either they're stupid. They're not stupid. He is, but they're not stupid. The people that surround him is his, you know, leaders.
Puppet master, if you will. Okay, the Illuminati, they're not stupid.
They're not stupid. But even if they were stupid.
But you say they're either stupid or they hate our country. Or the third thing
they hit the country, of course. If A is true and B is true, then C must also be true.
The people don't even know where they are. And they're getting them cards to vote. They're trying to register them.
They're getting cards to vote.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
And we're going to get it stopped, and we're not going to let what
they do. Is that like a triple A card?
ARP
card,
right?
Joe Biden wants to be the president for illegal aliens, but I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
He is a unifier, for sure. See, he said unify.
I will unify you. You, non-white guy in the back, and all the rest of the diverse people here, both of you. It was a pretty white.
Crooked Joe's mass amnesty comes in the wake of a series of horrific murders.
I'm not saying people are getting sunburned right now, but I'm just saying there's some SPF 50 going on.
Would you say they're actually keeping the heat, Michael?
It was cloudy, and again, it's on the lakefront. It was nice.
We got any more? Really?
They come from Africa, from Asia.
Where are the people coming from?
Africa?
They come from
Middle East?
South America, but they come from all over the world. And they're really
China?
In many
what about
cases,
China?
Very, very bad.
They're very bad. Come on, say it. Poison
in
the blood.
The only good thing is they make our gang members look like nice people by comparison.
Oh,
you know the good thing about
Biden's shout out to the Crips and the Bloods.
He makes Jimmy Carter look like a genius.
You know he's a blood man. He's all red. Jimmy Carter's, you never seen blue on a man.
Brilliant by comparison. In all fairness, he wasn't doing things like this. He wasn't allowing 17, 18 million people to walk into our country unchecked, unvetted. We have no idea who the hell they are.
You know, I
day after day, week after week, more Americans are raped, kidnapped, and brutally killed at the hands of criminals.
Very happy that
Joe Biden released them into our country.
Which one looks happy?
We had,
this,
by the
this
way,
pawn here is kind of smiling. Years ago, I got someone to boo now.
They're behind the president, and they have a happy smile. It's kind of like clapping, smiling,
nodding.
Weakest borders in the history of the world.
Oh, there it is.
Because, you know, they're all coming in here, and they're getting a card to vote. Remember the card?
Card
to vote. That's not true, but he'll say it.
You see the red arrow on the bottom? That was the week I left office. What a sad day that was for the country.
Oh, he's working on charts now.
Charts work great at rallies and on the radio. Folks, we had the devil's advocates. Will take him. Oh, yeah. He's got a full chart illegal immigration into the U.S. I mean, but it's very detailed.
Lots of arrows and color coordinated.
Somebody worked very hard on that. They deserve at least an A- from the teacher. More devil's advocates. We'll be right back to the scene.
The largest influx of people ever to come to any country. There's never been anything like this. And we don't know.
The devil's advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
The fantastic Tuesday of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the line if you'd like. It's 844-967-2789.
Tom, we've been monitoring the 34-time convicted felon, former president, and his little speechifying from Racine, Wisconsin, the Festival Park.
That's Racine, Crudy. Come on.
It's been a bit like a real crime podcast.
He's going into much detail about
describing the grisly death of a pretty young woman. Of course, it's always the pretty young women that must suffer dumb. And she was murdered by an immigrant. And then he goes through all the gruesome details of the event. And, you know, I'm thinking, what an uplifting message for America.
And that would never happen under his watch, of course.
Zero immigrant help. All the immigrants left the country. They self-deported.
It was a glorious time for him.
They only came back when they heard that Joe Biden was opening the borders. Let's play a little more of this. We are not going to make you suffer much, but we'll take you to the top of the hour. A little more broccoli.
Right now, that's right.
Come on, man. The former president, 34-time convicted felon, is rambling through a campaign stop in Wisconsin. He's winning over hearts and minds here, Dan.
These criminals, these horrible people.
All right, let's hear more of the criminals.
And we'll end up doing it immediately. We're going to do it immediately.
A little bit louder. Let's
start deporting people.
Send them back their chanting.
We don't really.
They're
it's
not
sound
just
like we have a choice.
The ball.
Do we have a choice? We're
They're
not going to
mass
like
deporting.
This. You know that area in Queens? I said that's where I grew up. I grew up right near that area. It was unthinkable.
Yeah, look at him. Grew up in
My
Queens,
parents
said,
"Well, I'd go to the park. It was like 20 blocks away. I'd take a bicycle to ride there. Nobody thought anything was going to happen. I did that for years."
No one cared if somebody took you, Trump. Fred wasn't paying the ransom.
Hey, darling, would you like something to eat? Today, if you let your kid out of the house for 5 minutes, the kid is gone. You never see the... It's horrible what's going on. We're not living the proper life.
And they probably
body thrown in a ditch.
This is not appropriate, what's happening. Our country is so badly run. And by the way, you know, Kenosha.
Holy cow. I can't believe how much crime has gone down.
Right?
You can't have that.
I saved it.
I saved Kenosha.
Kenosha was about ready to go down the tubes, and the governor wouldn't move. He just wouldn't move, and I moved. I'm not supposed to. It's supposed to be the governor is supposed to do it, the mayor and the governor. But we did a great job, and we saved a lot of different places, and some here. We
saved
a
lot
of places.
I mean,
him and Kyle Rittenhouse.
No one's ever seen anything like it.
Cold-blooded betrayal of American seniors. By the way, did you see Nancy Pelosi? Her daughter did a documentary, Crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy.
This happened just a couple of days. They found the documentary. Her daughter, who's a, quote, documentary.
Pudgy felon.
Has a documentary where Nancy Pelosi is saying it's my fault, meaning her fault. Not my fault, her fault. that she takes full responsibility for what's happening. That's as the event is happening. You know why? Because
what were you doing as the event was happening,
for the
Trump?
Couple of hours.
I mean, some people.
I never take responsibility for anything.
See what I'm saying? Some people were trying to stop it. What were you doing besides encouraging it, letting it happen for 3 hours?
She turned it down. You offered some gasoline on the fire.
No, we offered soldiers. Well, then, if you offered soldiers, which you didn't, and she turned them down, which she didn't, once the started, why wouldn't you offer the soldiers again? Why wouldn't you just tell the soldiers, you're the commander in chief? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Go.
That was your folks too. That's why you didn't do it. That's why you changed. You had the memo from the DOJ, from your the guy they slid in the last minute, Christopher Miller, I believe his name was. Hey, here's how you interact with the Trump crowd. Here's the new way of doing things just for this weekend. Why would you do something like that? Why would you put on a new protocol? Why would you sit on your hands for 3 hours while you back the badge crowd, Jesus loving crowd, beat the hell out of the police because of you? Told them to fight like hell. You're not going to have a country anymore.
And I have friends that say, don't change that story, man. You sound tough as hell. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Big tough guy, Trump, choking out a Secret Service agent from the back seat. That makes you sound tough, big guy.
Oh, karate.
With my hands wrapped around the other one's neck. I would have been in trouble if I did that, I think. But what happened is when Secret Service went in, they totally told the proper story, which was nothing happened.
The proper story.
Absolutely nothing happened. Then she supposedly changed her story. Something went on.
And then they signed their NDAs and they got $130,000.
And then we've never seen anything like it.
Is totally on the record. And they've deleted and destroyed all of the
J6.
And they are really disgraceful people. Remember, yes, I said peacefully and patriotically,
peacefully.
Right?
Yep. There you
peacefully.
Go. Gary, peacefully.
They
said
didn't
peacefully.
Have that in my speech. They put my speech out.
Gary.
But they took phrases out like peacefully and patriotically. And these are very dishonest people. You know, I say we have problems from the outside and problems
Jeff
from within. And I really
but when you're a star,
that
they just
you
let
have
you
a
do
smart
it.
President. I had no problem with China. I had no problem with Russia. I stopped Russia.
I have
Russia.
No problem
Russia
with China. With Russia. Of course you
I
don't.
I stopped their pipeline going into Germany, which Biden immediately approved. The first week that he was there, he approved it. And Putin actually said, you know, they say that you and I are friends. I'd hate to see you as an enemy.
You know,
you stop my
I've
pipeline.
Got to apologize to the audience right now for
Germany,
anyone still listening. Thank you. You're really stronger and better human beings than I am.
I blame Prudy. This was his idea entirely.
I blame Trump. This was his campaign's idea. Stick him in receipt. So anyways, we're done with this.
Are we done? Are you sure?
We're done with the Trump rambling. But I got a number of new friends, mega faithful, you might call them, cult members even, Dom. And I met them today, and I want to introduce you as well.
So,
since you didn't go with, I mean, I'm not saying we got, you know, hot broccoli for the people, Dom, but Brussels sprouts for everyone.
Hey, as long as there's cheese.
And a little bacon. You're done with your Brussels sprouts with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the only way to eat. I mean,
anything with bacon. Bacon with bacon.
Trump with bacon.
Oh, thank
you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, a happy hour. You can be a part. 844-967-2789.
It's getting hot in here. So hot, so take off your jacket.